worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time. It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Yes, it's the show that gives you the answer. Who put the bop in the bop shabop shabop?
Seriously.
It's a freak accident. We did it. At least I assume we did it.
I really know.
We've got some show business to go down in a little bit. But first, we will tell you that if you're listening on iTunes, if you're an avid listener on Google Play Music or any download service, you still haven't visited afreakaccent.com. That's where we have what we call the Netflix of our show. You love it.
I hate it.
You love it. You just go to the podcast section over at afreakaccent.com. Every single show for over a year now.
I've been stuck with you for over a year.
Longer than that, really. If you think about our previous endeavors.
This is true.
Yeah, and while you're over there, you can click the connect button over on the menu bar. I think that's how Crisco says it. I'm sure I'll get an email if not. You can check out all our social media. We have Instagram, Facebook, Bookface, Twitter. I think they're all real.
I hope so.
Not Snapchat, because I don't think we know how to use that.
No, although we don't need to use that ever.
Facebook is turning into Snapchat.
Don't say that.
It is. It really is. Well, before we get going, if you listened to last week's episode, you know Crisco had to step off. So I am Lazy E, and I have Mickey here with me. We're kind of riding the train a little bit right now.
Again.
Crisco sent back to night shift, but good news, Mickey.
Oh, is there really?
He got another job.
Yay!
This will be the last week without Crisco.
We say that now.
Yeah, well, that's true. That I mean, lightning has struck this show several times. It's not like one strike and we're done. This show has been beaten down pretty bad.
Yeah, it's been a little rough.
Yeah.
So let's hope this is the last run around here.
I'm really, really hoping. Actually, he almost made it tonight.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a tough call, but we didn't want to kind of take a guess. And
you know, it would have been helpful because we can't run the board to save our life.
Well, hey, hey, this is the last time, so it really doesn't matter.
Okay.
Now, one thing about our show is we like to give to you guys. If you've heard the last couple weeks, we've been giving out stickers. You can make that happen for you. You can email us freaks@afreakaccident.com.
And get stickers.
Yes, and what's that email again?
freaks@afreakaccident.com.
Really easy. We'll even pay for the postage. And last week, we had a moment. We had a moment where a girl from, oh God, Missouri emailed us. And I didn't know where Missouri was.
Oh, no, yeah. It was a guy.
A guy,
yeah.
Okay. A guy said that.
I'm like, what girl are you talking about?
There's a lot of emails. So this, in case you didn't hear it last week, here's what happened.
Embarrassing confession. I couldn't tell you where Missouri was on the map.
Midwest, I think.
On top of Tennessee.
Okay. And that brings us to mail time.
Here's the mail. It never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail.
Mail! Yes, Mickey, people are listening.
Uh-oh.
We have Megan, who decided to email us and said, the title of it says, Missouri is not on top of Tennessee! She says, Missouri is on top of Arkansas, or Arkansas.
Arkansas?
Yeah, Arkansas.
Okay.
Well, it's Kansas, so it should be Arkansas? Or it should be Kansas. Regardless, different discussion for a different day. She says, which is on top of Louisiana. Kentucky is on top of Tennessee. Also, she said, please send stickers.
Ah!
Don't worry. Megan, for your geographical knowledge, you get stickers. You get
tons of stickers.
So, do you know what the good thing is? People are now listening and calling us out on our BS.
That's fine. I am perfectly okay with that.
It also means we have to be a little more careful. It sucks.
No, I'll keep screwing up. I'm okay with it.
All our facts are going to be checked and our balances are going to be checked. I couldn't think of another word. We should probably just tell them what we're going to be talking about today, huh?
Probably be a good idea.
Yeah, yeah. We got a lot of stuff. Something we teased last week. 8 things you'll understand if you're the gross one in the relationship.
Oh, boy.
Mickey. No, it's probably
Does
Mickey.
It have my name written all over it?
It does. It's actually just your name. So, first segment. No, that's coming up. Also, this mother's GoFundMe is causing a huge moral dilemma. Have you seen this one, Mickey?
I have.
And actually, over on our Facebook page, I told you how to get there, it caused a little bit of a stir. There were some comments.
On our Facebook page?
Yeah, quite a few comments.
Oh, boy.
We'll read those, and then you can see which side you're going, because it kind of, it's a gray area. So we'll see what you think about that. Plus,
Yo, we solve it.
Yeah, we're going to solve your problems. Yo, we solve it. We're going to be taking your emails. Tons of people emailing. There's some serious questions today.
Oh, good. They're not going to yell at us about where the states are in the U.S.?
Listen, don't pick on Mickey. I'm not Mickey. Don't pick on Megan. Shut up. Megan, you're great. You're fantastic.
We'll get you stickers.
Yeah, yeah. And then if we have time, I've got 2 stories for you, Mickey. One's going to crack you up, and one's going to make you cringe.
Uh-oh.
They're both on the total opposite ends of things.
Great.
So let's kick it off. It is a freak accident.
Reasons to listen to a freak accident.
We always go above and beyond in serving our community.
The fact that it's court ordered is irrelevant.
I'm the grossest guy that you've ever seen.
Yep.
My armpits smell like something dead.
Mickey?
Thanks.
I don't shower or use cologne. I walk around naked in other people's homes.
Me.
'Cause I'm the grossest guy that you've ever seen.
Yep.
I'm horrible.
It's pretty much the description of our show.
Is it really?
We are some disgusting people. We really are. Look at the stuff we've eaten on this show. We ate a cake with ham on it.
No, it was
bacon.
And spinach and tomato.
Yeah, go back on freakaccent.com, click that podcast page. You could hear that moment. It was pretty gross. And the sad part is, I think most of us liked it.
Yeah, it tasted pretty good.
It did make my skin itchy, though.
Ouch.
I think I actually made an allergy. We made one. I'm allergic to 2 things now. Amoxicillin and cake with ham and bacon and vegetables on it.
You're allergic to vegetables is what you're saying.
I love vegetables, though. No.
Really?
It's the combination. You don't like vegetables?
No, I like vegetables. Yeah. Okay. Just guys typically don't.
Vegetable.
Vegetable.
I hate people that say that. This is an article over at BuzzFeed. It's called The Things That You Understand If You're the Gross One in the Relationship. You get these things. I'm sure we're going to be able to commiserate with a little bit on some of these. The first one says, you often reply to your SO's
significant other.
Ah, they're getting kutchy with this kind of stuff. Your significant other's cute messages with something like this, and they give you an example. I love you so much. I just did a big poop. Minimal wipe though. Listen, a clean pinch is something that you do not ignore. That is greatness.
I get these texts every day from Murderer, so I'm just, whatever.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
So
he lets me know when he's going poop, when, you know, he's entered the bathroom, make sure he doesn't fall in.
Because of my megacolon, I always let Proofreader know, like, when it happens, and we have a code word. I put hashtag success.
So you didn't pass out on the toilet?
No. I did break it at work, though.
Uh-oh.
Overflowed.
Oh.
It was a mess. It was like the Nile River. No one saw it, though. It was great. I got away with it. Number 2 kind of follows that one. And have been known to ruin a lovely moment by farting.
I like the little gif thing that goes with it.
Yeah, yeah. They have a little, like, I don't know. He looks like an orange with a mustache.
A brown orange. It just says, don't squeeze me, I'll fart.
Has that happened in your relationship? Has it, like, a really nice moment been ruined by a...
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think I've ever gotten to that point.
The
dogs may have, though.
Okay, dogs are a big one. But I'm not sure you could call them the gross one in the relationship. Well, maybe, because they are in the relationship.
They're pretty gross.
The first time I did in front of Proofreader, It was by accident. I bent over to get something. It was like classic TV show. And it was just like, brim.
You're going, oh no.
First thing I said is like, oh, I am so sorry. And she's just dying. Like she goes, and the thing is we were kissing and stuff like that. So she just like, we never were able to kiss after that for like an hour.
Okay.
Cause every time we did, all we would think of was,
you started giggling.
Farts are funny. I'm sorry.
They are.
I'm sorry. It may sound immature, but if you've been listening to this show, it's kind of our MO. A little bit, or SO, like BuzzFeed.
No, it's an MO.
MO? Mo. Mo, mo, mo. Number three, locking the door when you go in the toilet isn't something you think about. No, I will never do that. Like leaving open door policy.
Yeah, we have an open door policy in the house.
Oh, so you guys just like kind of
don't
mosey.
Care. Yeah. No. Yeah, but between the dogs coming in and out and, like, us trying to get ready and do stuff, it just doesn't matter.
You see, I just couldn't. I feel that's my time. That's me. That's lazy E time. I want to have the toilet be a sanctuary. If you break that sanctuary, there's chaos. It's pure chaos. This one I do not do. You're always inspecting them for something to pick or preen at, like a rogue blackhead, like pop it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you pop?
Once in a while.
I've never popped a pimple.
Yeah.
Although, I take that back. I love when somebody has peeling skin.
That's about the same.
Well, no, because popping is pus and stuff. Peeling is just...
dead skin.
I think I love dead skin, especially on myself, because it, like, when you're itchy, it kind of gives you, like, a goal. Like, you know where that itch is going to end when you get off all that thing. So you're just seeing it snow, and you're like, yeah, I almost have it. I mean, usually ends up to red skin and bleeding, but I don't care. Popping pimples is definitely one that would make you the gross one in the relationship. Again, this is over at BuzzFeed. The things you understand if you're the gross one in the relationship. You constantly find new ways to gross the love of your life out. Do you guys try to prank each other and try to, like, make you guys...
No.
I've done that.
Oh, you're the evil one?
And I got it from my dad. This is a simple one my dad used to always say to try to make my mom really, like...
squeamish.
Yeah, she would I almost fell off the chair. What he would do is he goes, you know what, I just picked my nose. You know, if you're eating right now, just put it down.
Now you tell them.
Yeah, you might want to put this one down. And he goes, I just picked my nose and I got like one of those I got a booger out, and he goes, I decided to taste it, and he goes, and I went, and then I got the crunchy side stuck in my teeth, and you do the motions. Like, I gagged. I would be like,
so no boogers for you.
And the thing is, like, I don't know if it was me or my mom doing it, because then once someone else does that, it kind of signals me to go.
Oh, so it's like a chain reaction.
Yeah, when she spews, I barf, barf, spew type of deal. This. I've never dated someone really gross.
Okay.
I've only dated this with my first girlfriend. At the time, even now I would hate it. When we were making out, she kissed me and then she bit my lip and it bled.
Ooh.
That to me was gross. And she was like, what? It was supposed to be something, you know, hot. And I'm like, no. That's pain. And I'm not one of those people. I'm a pansy when it comes to pain.
I'd be right back and bite theirs and be like, okay, now we understand each other. Don't do it again.
Push her down the stairs. Yeah! Not really. I won't do that. Unless she really bites me hard. You're prone to licking their face just because I do this.
Yeah, I do it every once in a while.
Like, and it has to be random. It can't be like something planned. It just has to be like, hey.
Yeah. Hi, honey. How are you?
How does Murderer react to it?
He doesn't care.
No, he just kind
of... he just keeps doing whatever he's doing, usually watching wrestling.
Does he wipe it off, or does he just kind of roll with it?
He just rolls with it. Yeah, we got four dogs. They all lick our faces. We've just... You get
oh, so you're
it.
Licking the lick.
Yeah, probably. There's that gag.
Oh, no, I can't... You see, now it's starting. You'll always be there to brush away any boogies hanging out from your SO's significant other's nose. We do hanger checks.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to do the, hey,
is there anything in my nose?
got a runner? That's not a big deal. I think boogers, maybe it's the 2017. Boogers aren't so bad anymore. You can let us know. Freaks@afreakaccident.com. Give us an email. Nope, Mickey.
Earwax?
Why don't you read that one?
Or pick out a bit of earwax.
I'll do that with myself. That's satisfying. I'm not picking somebody else's earwax.
Well, what if you're using a Q-tip?
Why does your significant other need you to pick it out with a toothpick? with an ear thingy? Why?
Oh.
Why don't they do it? Does Murderer actually make you do this?
He doesn't make me do it, no, but every once in a while I
can. Oh, you're gross. What is this, like a fun activity for you?
Yeah. Well, isn't this the point? Who's the gross one in the relationship? I mean, we kind of equal each other out most of the time, but
yeah,
that's
but
definitely
that,
one of those
that's,
things.
That's a hierarchy type of gross. That's like next level gross. If you smell a bit, you openly encourage them to smell if you stink. That's
nope.
Not... What?
Nope.
That's the most common one. That's the one I'm actually okay with.
No.
That's totally okay.
Body odor is not my thing.
Gross. No. You gotta know if you smell like a hoagie or if it's the person next to you. You got it. You have to do that. You know what I really hate BuzzFeed does? They put all these pictures and these clips in here and it's just stupid.
And it makes it take forever to load the page.
Well, not just that. I mean, we're fine. But it's just, I don't know.
They don't make sense with a lot of what's being commented
on. No, it's
on.
A way to advertise these shows, like the CW ones and stuff like that. Okay, we'll do one more. You're actually great at looking after your significant other when they're sick because puke and snotty tissue don't faze you.
Yeah.
No, puke is disgusting. If she's puking, I'm not lifting up her hair. I'm saying clean up.
See you later. Bye.
What are the gross things that your significant other, or you do, you know you're the gross one, you can email us freaks@afreakaccident.com. Coming up, it's a moral dilemma. This mother's GoFundMe page. Is she wrong? Is she right? Is she just stupid? We don't know.
Ouch.
We'll find out next.
Check out our podcast archive, where you can hear every episode we've ever recorded, including all the old ones. Or if you're an Alzheimer's patient, all the new ones.
You remember it, right?
Yes.
Podcast.afreakaccident.com.
Good deeds of helpfulness, right effort, generous. Good deeds have all these three. These will make us happy.
Something we try to do, be good.
Try
to be at least moral.
Yes, that's usually helpful.
And it was fitting we had this song sung by the British kids, because this girl is named Nikki Smith from Pip Pip Cheerio, the UK. Sorry to all the people in England listening. That was terrible.
Uh-huh.
That probably offended a lot of people. We're probably going to start the Revolutionary War again.
Oh, come on.
This girl did. Over on social media. Again, Nikki Smith, 33 years old. A couple months ago or something like that. She made a GoFundMe.
Okay.
It was shared over 19,000 times on social media. 19,000!
And she got no donations?
She was looking for $6,000 to send her kids to Disneyland.
Okay.
Obviously, this didn't work out well. Otherwise, we wouldn't be talking about
this
it.
This is true.
$12.
Is what she raised.
She raised $12. She shut it down before it ended because she was getting a lot of flack for it.
Okay.
So, Mickey, the reasonable thing to do once you get a lot of flack, it doesn't work out, what do you do?
I have no idea.
What would you do if the GoFundMe didn't work out? You wanted to raise $6,000 and you got $12 and you were getting a lot of hate for it. What would you do?
Well, if I was getting a lot of hate for it, I'd try to find out what the hate was about.
You're really beating around this bush. Would you probably stop?
What, asking for money?
Yeah.
No.
$12 you made. It's not working.
Well, how long was the GoFundMe page up?
Regardless, it was up enough for 19,000 shares.
it's the internet. It takes 5 minutes to get 19,000 shares.
Shared 19,000 times, though, it's not going well if you're only raising $12. Well, no, Nikki Smith, instead of shutting it down, instead of saying, I'm going to get a job and save money and take my kids to Disneyland, she decided to start it again.
Okay.
But this time, she's asking for $10,000.
Now, is this to the Disneyland in America? Disney World.
Yeah, in America. Okay. So, I mean, yeah, she is from the UK, so it's going to take a little bit of chunk of change, but why 6,000 to 10,000?
To rub it in people's faces.
That doesn't work that way.
Sure it does.
Obviously, now she's getting even more heat. I mean, it's getting nasty. People are calling her a scumbag, and how can you do this? I mean, granted, it's voluntary, but
right.
I think people are looking at it as GoFundMe, traditionally, at least what I like to see it for, are people who are sick. It's somebody who's like, their kids are sick and they want to get them to Disney World. And they're paying for all these medical bills. Or maybe it's for their medical bills. This one is to go to Disneyland or Disney World.
With her kids. For her kids.
For a once-in-a-lifetime trip. Yeah, you live in the UK, but I don't know. Like, well, let's go to our Facebook page.
Okay.
If you go to freakaccent.com, click that connect button, you could check these out too. We got Beth. Beth says this. I think it's a little tacky, but if it's not against the GoFundMe rules, then why not? It's up to people if they want to donate. I don't see how it's any different, although in my opinion, it's just tacky when couples ask for wedding and shower guests to donate to their honeymoon rather than give gifts.
What does that have to do?
Well, what she's saying is, I don't see what's the difference. It's tacky, but it's okay.
Right. You're making the choice to make that donation or not make that donation.
But do you agree? It's tacky, isn't it?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I mean, because I see so many people around this area, not even on GoFundMe, just doing benefits for dumb stuff to raise money.
Same deal.
You know, and people support it. So if you're going to support it, support it. If you're not, leave it alone.
Let's take the supporting out of it.
Okay.
Her just putting that up. That, yeah, you're a single mother. Yeah, jobs don't pay that good. And you live in the UK and you want to get over to the United States to bring your kids to Disney World. That's going to take a pretty big chunk of change. But isn't that just, wouldn't you feel dirty? I would.
If she's working and she's taking care of her kids and is never going to make up 10 grand, you know, in the course of 10 years because she's just getting by on the minimum, I see nothing wrong with her asking.
Carrie Ann Ellis. Over on our Facebook page says, it depends how hardworking she is, like you said. Her circumstances and other things, that's what it all depends on. Like me, hardworking is 80 hours a week because I did it for a very long time. Carrie, you're starting to sound like one of those old guys. Like, I used to walk up and down, up both ways in the snow all day through the summer. She goes, or grueling labor like carrying heavy objects long distances. So she has a caveat to it. How hard is she working? Is she doing manual? Is she in a slave camp? That's what Carrie Ann is saying.
I think everybody's perception of what's working hard, you know, is different.
You're right. You're right. To people that have only worked behind a desk, you know, hammering something is probably a tough deal for them.
Sure.
Or, you know what? Working at a desk could be tough for somebody who works in construction all their life.
Absolutely.
That's true, too. So, Carrie Ann, I get it, but I'm not sure that really plays a difference, how hard she works. Like, in the sense of physicality.
Right.
And killing yourself. I mean, if she works 40 hours a week, because really if she's working 80 hours a week, then the whole conversation changes. Is she a good mother?
Well, it kind of goes to this, you know, I'm not going to give a donation because how sick are you really?
Yeah.
That's pretty much what she's comparing it to.
How long before you die? Because if it's like 5 years, you got time. You got time for this. That's what she's basically saying.
Yeah. So, no, that doesn't work.
We got Jeffy. Jeffy says, if it gets enough publicity, Disney may pay for the vacation. They love to do those we give back images.
They do.
Jeffy, that wasn't the question. At least you're not like those people who like the question and don't do anything with it. That's more annoying than anything. Don't do that. Like it if it's like a video or something. If it's a question, answer it. Good old boy, Mike D. Mike D always likes sending in his opinions.
He does.
Mike D says, if she's honestly doing it for that reason and cannot on her own, then why not? If people want to help her give something to her kid, awesome. So he's playing...
It's a good attitude to have.
But no, he's playing investigator. You didn't pay attention to the first part.
No, he's playing investigator, but still, you know, if he at least has that attitude towards as long as you're doing it for your kids, why not?
The worst part is we don't know.
No, you're never going to know. You either trust somebody or you don't.
Honestly, like, I'm still on the edge of... It just seems wrong. I get it's totally up to the person. And it's a site that doesn't break any of their rules. Morally, I can never go up there and be like, man, I want to go to WrestleMania. I have a job. I can save money. But I want to see if you could pay for it.
Well, think of it as like when somebody holds a surprise birthday party for you.
That's different.
It's not different.
How is that not? How is
somebody gets a whole group of people together for you without your knowing? And they have to supply the funds, the food, the place for you to hang out. Those people are willing to do something for you.
But you don't know about it. This lady knows what she's doing. She wrote it.
Well, sure, she's doing it for herself, but it's same concept.
Again, though, it's a surprise. They're doing it for you. If someone surprised her with a Disney trip, it would be like, okay. It seems like what Jeffy said, she's kind of pandering to hope it goes viral and hope Disney sends her.
That's okay.
No, it isn't.
Why not?
There's Make-A-Wish kids that probably deserve that a little bit better.
Who are you to judge?
I'm pretty sure most people would agree with me on that one. Are you saying a kid dying of terminal cancer doesn't deserve to go as much as mother who just wants to take her kids from the UK?
They deserve to go as much.
No!
But there's no difference.
Yes, you there said is! There's a huge difference! One is dying, one probably will have a fruitful life.
You don't know that.
You've got to be kidding. I understand they have terrible food. Their black food is awful. And their dental plan, God, they might die of a grown tooth through their eye. But yeah, that's a stereotype. I'm going with it. Again, love you, England. All the people listening here have great teeth. And blood pudding is... No, it's terrible. It's terrible. Finally, we have Cobbler. Cobbler says, if she's up front about it, who cares? So he's kind of going with you, Mickey.
Uh-huh.
Why do people agree with you?
Because I make sense a lot of the time.
I make dollars.
It's a scary thought, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. No. Yeah, don't go saying you make sense a lot of times. I know what you've said. It's on recording. AFreakAccident.com, the podcast section. Just listen. Close your eyes and pick an episode.
And get a good laugh out of my stupidity.
Yeah. So, no, it doesn't work that way. So, what do you guys think? Because this is a conversation that could keep going. I'm sure Crisco has a mouthful to talk about with that. Wouldn't you imagine?
I'm glad he's not here for it.
Yeah, you know what this would turn into. This would be our entire show.
It would be, yeah.
So that's why I got this out of the way now.
Okay.
We're going to get done with that. No.
So when he comes back next week, we don't have to worry about it. Okay, fair enough.
The first segment, you know it is. But if you want to email us, freaks@afreakaccent.com, do you think this mother is right in doing this? You can let us know. Coming up, well, what you don't know is what we're going to answer because, yo... We gonna solve it.
The early bird catches the worm, but the early worm gets ruthlessly devoured by a gigantic superior predator. Maybe we'll just sleep in today. This is a freak accident.
Yo, we solve it.
We're starting to get really good at giving advice, I think. After weeks and weeks and weeks of doing this, I think we're becoming professionals, Mickey.
I do not.
Why not?
I give awful advice.
No, come on. We've helped out countless amounts of people.
I'm going with that music fading.
Yeah. It's Yo, We Solve It. You can email us freaks@afreakaccident.com and we will solve it for you. We've been getting a lot of emails. I mean, it's like banked up. We're like backlogging.
Yeah, so I have a novel here.
Yeah. Well, see, this is the, these ones are the, there's some that come out there and just are like, this is the problem. Boom, bam, boom. Other people have a backstory.
They do.
These are those people.
That's okay.
In fact, we'll start out with Anonymous.
Uh-oh.
We have our first Anonymous, which means he knows people that are listening. These people involved are listening.
That's okay.
So, what he says is, yo, I've got a problem and thought maybe you could solve it. I like you. I like you, Anonymous. I don't know who you are, but I like you, Anonymous, because you incorporated the name. How do you think his question got on the show?
Nah.
He pandered to us. Yes, we are those people. He goes, I just graduated college and finally want to break from my parents' house. Who doesn't after college? You finally get freedom? You want to break away. Anyways, he goes, I told my buddies this, and they said they were feeling the same and have started making plans for all of us to move in together. The problem is, I don't want to live with them. Don't get me wrong, I love those guys, but they're slobs, and I don't want to live in a pig pen or have to clean up just to feel comfortable. But I'm afraid if I don't want to live with them, they'll hate me. Should I just try it out so they're happy?
Nope.
No?
No. No, do not. If you know the situation is going to be messy to begin with, don't even get yourself involved in it.
Because usually you're linked up with like a year-long
deal. It depends on where you live.
It's not a month-to-month deal, usually. I'm just saying,
right.
Typically, you're stuck for at least 6 months.
Yeah.
So you gotta play that one in your head. I can actually identify with Anonymous, because I have this issue where constantly if I say something that I disagree with my friends with, I'm like beating myself up in the head thinking, oh my God, did I say something wrong? Did they hate me? I have to read over text because of that. And I'm trying to get better at it, but I get it.
Yeah, like, I totally don't get it.
It's like a paranoia type of issue. I don't know if that's a therapy type of question, but I could tell you this, Anonymous, if you know who you are. 9 out of 10 times when you think, did you just sniff yourself like the first question?
No.
Like that first segment?
I was trying not to cough into the microphone.
You are the gross one. No, but 9 out of 10 times you're making a bigger deal out of it. Don't tell your friends that they're slobs, though.
Well, I mean, you could if you wanted to.
No, just say you want to move out on your own.
There's a couple options there. I mean, you can sit down with your buddies. They are your friends. And they're going to understand one way or the other. So you can either go, guys, I'm not going to live with you if you're going to be messy. Or you can go, you know, I don't feel comfortable in the situation. I'd rather be on my own.
Yeah, I think if you don't want to make like a stipulation, then yeah, you don't tell them they're slobs then. But if you think you could work it out, maybe say every Sunday we're all going to clean together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Each get a room. And it'll be done in like a half hour. So maybe there's two different
options.
And
then I'll have beer and pizza after. You'll be all set.
Oh, beer and pizza. There's your answer.
Yo, we saw me.
All right, what do we got here?
Well, we have another kitschy one.
Oh, no.
He says, hey, freaks.
That's us.
It is.
Yeah.
This is Josh, by the way.
Ooh, Josh, hello.
So he says, to give a little background to this problem, I'm a pretty decent photographer, and a lot of my friends...
Bragger. Yes.
A lot of my friends have come to me needing pictures done, which I normally don't have a problem with until this week. My friend Erica wanted to give something special to her boyfriend for his 30th birthday.
Oh, no.
Risky photos.
Oh, no.
So Josh says, now I've done those before for other people, but this is my friend. What do I do?
That's awkward.
It
that is.
Is
really, really awkward. On top of that, there's something you didn't explain, which I guess we would need more info from that. How jealous is that boyfriend?
Yeah.
And how big is that boyfriend? If he's bigger than you, staunch no. But I get it. I mean, even if, you know, that makes two different things could happen. One, you're seeing her in the nude. You're never going to be able to erase that.
Right.
Yeah, that's in your head.
Yeah.
Two, that may conjure up some feelings. What if you become attracted to her? You know?
I don't know. I kind of look at it like if he's aiming towards being a professional photographer, he's going to have to deal with that a lot. Because he's going to meet clients that are eventually going to become friends and people that he knows very well. And that may eventually occur.
That's true.
So if he has that mindset and this is, you know, a friend that wants something done professionally and that's the way that he's going with his business, absolutely. If he's just doing it as like a, you know, hobby type of deal where he does it on
the side.
Doesn't
sound like it. Yeah.
Right. You know, but I'd say, you know, find a friend that is a photographer that's professional and send her that direction and explain the situation.
You know what might make him feel better? Maybe if he... I don't know how he could do it because it's a surprise for the boyfriend. Maybe talk to the boyfriend if you don't know him. Try to get to know him a little bit. So kind of put a face to it so you don't feel so scummy. That could be... Or maybe ask her how he is with that type of stuff. Is he jealous?
Yeah.
And if it makes you feel a little bit better, maybe say, hey, you know what? I'm feeling really weird taking pictures while you're nudie. But maybe to make it feel better, say, hey, can you take me out to dinner or like get me some food? Like almost like a compensation.
Wine and dine me before risking.
No,
that sounds
no.
like awful
like,
advice.
Like, bring over some KFC so like there's at least some compensation, maybe like $50 or something. So at least you feel like it was a job.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, I go with you, Mickey. You know what? If you're Josh, if you're looking to become a professional, like Mickey said, this is going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen a lot.
So, go take the newts.
Yo, we saw me.
All right, we got Melinda. Melinda said, oh boy, I'm going to have to work around some words she used.
We're going to bleep. Yeah, bleep, bleep.
We're going to self-edit here.
Okay.
I'm going through a pretty bad breakup. Every guy I look at reminds me of him. So, needless to say, she's not the one who did the breakupping.
Right.
She's the breakup-E. She goes, now my friends are saying the best way to speed up the recovery process is to find a rebound guy.
Ah!
She didn't say rebound guy.
Nope.
She goes, does this really work?
Nope.
Have you been there?
Kind of, but not really.
Like, not...
I'm usually the breakup-er.
Oh,
we've had this conversation.
Yeah, we
before.
Have had this conversation yeah. several times. You know what? It works short term, but I don't know because I've been there. I haven't, you know, I went through a breakup and then I saw this girl at a bar. She was really drunk, blah, 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 blah. And we ended up making out. We were both drunk, so it wasn't me like taking advantage. And I made out with her, and it kind of gave me a boost of confidence. Like, kind of gave me the, all right.
I can get back into the swing of things
yeah,
now.
Yeah, like, because when you're going through a breakup, you got to think about this. Because, Mickey, you've been out of the game for some time.
Yes.
When you go through a breakup, and you kind of have that mentality of, man, I'm scum. I can't find anybody, especially guys. Guys won't admit
it. No, I know guys go through that.
Guys go through it a lot, because it always seems greener when you're in a... in a relationship, it's always like, yeah, man, if I was single. Ooh.
Yeah, until you're single and you're like, oh, boy.
Yeah, so I don't know how it is with girls. I'm guessing it's not the same because you guys make emotional connections.
Yeah, yeah, I think they do.
Especially, you know what, Melinda, it doesn't sound like you want to do it. Like, if you're asking us, you've probably answered your own question.
Most likely.
If you don't want to do that, don't do it. But I can tell you from experience, at least from a guy's look at things, yeah, it gives you a little bit of a confidence boost.
I would say, well, I mean, for a girl, though, I would say at least find out, not from him, just, you know, in your own recognizance of what went on in the relationship.
Ooh, big word.
I know, scary thought.
Yeah, I know.
you know, find out what his bad qualities were and what his good qualities were and try to levy that out in your head so you can... get over it faster in your own way.
That could be it. Or here's one we could cut it down the middle. What if you don't go rebound in, well, what I said rebound, what your friend said was not rebound.
Yeah.
But why don't you go on a date? Get hooked up on a date. That kind
yeah,
of rebound.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, you know, hanky-panky or anything like that. Just a date.
Just go talk to a human being.
And see how it is to get back out there and kind of get yourself more comfortable. It was a dicey situation. But I think we helped her.
Yo, we saw me.
All right, I think we have one more, and this one's the beast. This one is the Lord of the Rings of letters. So,
And thanks for giving it to me.
Yeah, I'll sit back and I'll grab a tea and get ready for this story. Get ready, listener.
All right, so this one comes from Emily. And this has a very long backstory. It's not that long, I promise. When I was young, my father completely abandoned us. He just didn't come home one day and we went bankrupt and lost everything. Ooh. I'm 23 now and just finished putting myself through college and I have probably spoken to him 10 times in the last 15 years. None of them were good.
All right, well, so we see where this relationship is.
Right. So now he's back again, wanting to have dinner with me. Right away, I was gonna say no, but my aunt and my mom... Oh, I'm sorry. My aunt on my mom's side gave me a huge guilt trip about it and told me he is my father and this is an opportunity I'm going to regret. But I'm just not interested. Am I making a huge mistake, like my aunt says? And why do I have no interest? And is that healthy?
I can tell you the weird part of that story is the aunt on your mom's side is saying this. It's not like the father, you know, the family of the father is saying, oh, God, do it.
Yeah.
You know? I see where your aunt's coming from. I mean, I've never had to deal with this. Ever.
I sort of have. Kind of. Not so... I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But no, I get where she's coming from. Like, I don't have a relationship with my dad.
Yeah.
But it's not like a bad or a good relationship. It's just I don't care. So I totally would say that not having any interest is healthy because he wasn't there. So you don't know.
Yeah.
So as long as it's not bothering you or hurting you in any way, then there's no unhealthy or healthy about it. Just not there.
The only thing I said is maybe give it one more try. And this is just, again, somebody, a guy who never went through this situation. Maybe you want to give it one more try because I'm just picturing if your dad dies. It's morbid to think, but are you going to regret not trying it one more time? Like, actually, because she never met up with him. She just talked. They said they had conversations.
Right, and none of them were good.
But it was conversation. Maybe if there's that physical...
Face-to-face.
Yeah, because if they met before, I'd be kind of more on your side, Mickey, but they never have.
Yeah.
Like, since, obviously, she was a baby or a kid. So maybe the emotion, you see somebody's physical, like, emoting themselves, that he'll be a little more sympathetic. And maybe you'll be a little more sympathetic to him because he probably could have a story too, just as good. We don't know.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, you never know if dad wasn't involved and you're only hearing mom's side of the story and the aunt's side of the story.
Exactly.
You really have no idea what's going on there. So, you know, your aunt on your mother's side saying that maybe you'll regret it. Maybe you'll regret just not getting answers more than anything. So it's up to you though, if you want to make that.
Yeah, this is one we can't give you a black and white answer. It's kind of a gray area, but kind of listen to what we said. Maybe that could help you filter through the mind process. We did also bring up another problem that we did not solve. Is it aunt or aunt?
Yo, we solved it.
Can't solve that. You called it aunt, I called it aunt. That's just the way it's going to be. I'm not calling it aunt.
They're not an aunt. You do not step on them. You don't set them on fire.
Maybe not at your family reunions. If you have a problem, yo, we'll solve it. You can email us freaks@freakaccident.com or accident.
Love us, hate us. You can still like us on Facebook.
Gee whiz. That sounds like so much fun.
Facebook.com/a freak accident podcast.
That kind of catfish we're talking about. We've all seen the show Catfish on MTV, right?
No.
Oh, no, Mickey, because you don't watch TV at all. At all. But you know what catfishing is, right?
For the most part.
Yeah, it's where, in case you don't know what this is, it's where someone will go online and use a fake profile, fake picture and everything, and try to talk to people and start online relationships with people. But obviously, that's not them.
Nope.
That is a catfish. It's from the movie Catfish. There's a long explanation on why that became the term on that movie. Just go rent it or check on Netflix, I'm sure, somewhere.
It's there somewhere.
Yeah, you'll be able to find it and get that story. But regardless, that's what that's all about. And that's where we get to James Bland.
Bland.
This is the guy's real name.
Oh, okay.
James Bland. So this guy... I mean, Mickey, you see him.
Yeah.
He's an attractive-looking guy.
He's your typical male model.
Yeah, he looks like he could be in like a runway or like the lead star in a movie type of dude.
Yep.
He's attractive. I'll give him that. He kind of looks like Jason Taylor from old NFL days. He just...
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Believe me, I wasn't talking to you with that one.
Okay.
But because he's so handsome, he gets catfished a lot.
Sure.
Well, his picture is used to be the catfish picture.
Oh, boy.
So Mr. Vane over here gets... Everybody wants to be James Bland. He's not bland. He's hot. That is forever in audio. But, you know, he's come to terms with the fact that he's always going to be put up on dating site things. Like, you know, even advertisers do that. They'll just steal a picture.
Yeah, like, if you don't have it copywritten or whatever.
Yeah, and they'll say, oh, this person met
so-and-so.
Her wife. Yeah. But this guy has come to terms with that. He's fine with that. But then something caught his eye. He got an email that said, yo, your pick is in an obituary. It's an obituary.
So he's dead.
No, he's not dead. He's not dead. He's quite alive because he responded to it. He was very, very disturbed by this.
Sure.
Because, you know, if you're not saying it's right, but if you're doing it to trick somebody or to use it for a fake dating profile thing, that's white collar prison type of stuff right there. That's not prison, but you know what I mean. It's very...
Get you in a little trouble.
Get you in a little trouble. Hurts feelings a little bit. But this is kind of big deal. This is dead.
Yeah.
Dead. And you think this is where the story ends.
No, because how do people fall for this? Like, usually you know whose funeral you're going to.
Well, this goes to the person who did it. Well, he found out. And the reason why him and his wife did it was so he could get some paid time off.
Oh, jeez.
They said his brother died. Her husband's brother died.
And they found a random photo online.
Wait a second. There's something I'm missing from this story. He's James Bland. His picture gets used a lot. Okay, we got that. You know, it's used in an obituary. We got that. That's pretty bad, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's something that makes it much worse. It's a pastor and his wife.
Oh.
They did it.
Oh.
A pastor, as in a church-going man, used it to scam some money.
Great.
How? Special spot in hell, right?
I would hope so.
I cannot believe this. We've got this story up for you at afreakaccent.com. You've got to check this out. Have you ever heard of a catfishing story, like in real life?
No, not in real life.
I had this one kid at work, and God rest his soul, he just passed away. I feel terrible talking about this, so I won't mention any names.
Okay.
But what he did was, we were sitting there in work, and this kid Brent sits next to me, and I said, this guy, listener emails me and says, yo, Lazy E, they should put on the air. I heard him before. I'm like, no, you didn't. He goes, oh, yeah, I heard him do this. I go, he wasn't talking during that point. And then I'm like, is so-and-so here, Brent? And he goes, I think so. I go, sneak back there.
Okay.
He made up a fake profile. And, like, I'm not talking, like, just for that day.
He's been doing it for a while.
He was doing it for 3 years at that
Woo!
Point. Had 100 friends.
Ha!
All right? He made relationships. So fast forward in that day, our engineer Joe decided to investigate a little bit.
Okay.
You know how IT people could, like, just randomly...
do IT magic.
Well, yeah. They call it VP.
Yeah.
They virtually get right into the person's computer from their own computer, and they'll never know. Well, that's what he did. And while he's clicked on there, it's when he was asking a girl to show hers and I'll show you mine.
Oh, boy.
Which means somewhere he has a fake picture. He had a fake picture of...
other parts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that I never thought I'd live that story, like a catfishing story, but there it is.
Came in handy.
If you could think of a worse catfishing story, you went through it, you know if somebody went through it, you did it yourself. We'll never say your name. You can be like anonymous from the last segment. You can email us, freaks@afreakaccident.com. We're going to end things out today. It's going to be a story that's going to make you crack up, and then one that's going to make you cringe.
You're already doing it.
Oh.
A freak accident. As entertaining as a car crash. That may seem morbid, but hey, people love car crashes. Why do you really think NASCAR is so popular?
Everybody sit down, please. Story time.
I don't like story time.
Yeah, listener, get your... What? It was great! Stop it! Story time's great.
There's morals to story time.
Anyways, don't listen to Mickey. We've learned this before. Except when we solve problems, you can listen to her then. Put down a placemat. Get out your juice box. Maybe your animal crackers. We've got story time right now. Now, Mickey, I told you before, we have a story that's going to make you crack up. And one that's going to make you cringe. Which one do you want to hear first?
I say let's end things on a high note and go with the cringeworthy first.
All right, this one is coming out of Knoxville, Tennessee.
Oh, boy.
Her name is Hannah Imers. She was 17 years old, and I say was because she got into a terrible accident. We don't need to go into the details of that. It was just awful. She bounced off some guardrails.
Okay.
We'll leave it at that. Well, this becomes a story because TDOT, the Tennessee Department of Traffic, or is that
transportation?
Traffic.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, same difference, different day. They are now charging her father $3,000 for the guardrail. His daughter's dead.
Okay.
$3,000. They're not backing down either.
Why would they charge for the guardrail if...
She's dead.
Yeah.
I know.
No. You know.
Like, going back to the moral question, we did this just a little bit ago. The moral of that is just terrible.
Like, yeah.
How can you sleep at night knowing that this father is going through the worst experience that no parent ever wants to go through? 17-year-old daughter.
I mean, doesn't insurance usually cover that, though? Like, there's no people involved?
The insurance companies usually go after the people, then. And that's probably where it goes from. Either way, I mean, but he's getting charged. He's getting a $3,000 bill. Surprisingly, I can relate to this. A person I knew, she was 17 as well, hit black ice.
Yeah.
And died.
Okay.
Unfortunately, was on the phone with her parents, too, when it happened. Terrible. I can't even think about that without shivering. But they charge for the light pole.
Huh.
They had to pay for it.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. I mean, that's... I don't know how you... Like I said, don't know how you could sleep at night. Giving that bill. If I'm the people at TDOT, I put the money together and just pay for it. It's $3,000.
Yeah. Or start a GoFundMe.
You see, that's a good GoFundMe.
Oh, yeah. Because...
No, if the father did it. If the father did it to get the $3,000, because then they'll give hate. He'll have an army going after TDOT. TDOT will get a crap full of emails with that one. Well, you could tell us what you think of it, too. You could give us an email. Just don't be mean. Like you could be mean to TDOT, but email's freaks@freakaccident.com. But like you said, we got to end things out on a high note.
We like happy.
This is the cracked up story. All right, it's over in Nova Scotia.
I stumbled a little bit, but I recovered. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, we have some trouble speaking sometimes.
Just you.
Only my career. That's okay. Nova Scotia. You said you, your uncle, right?
Yeah, my uncle lives up there.
Weird people up there?
I don't think there's many people up there.
Okay, well, that makes this even more disturbing. I think we could go off on this subject first. When somebody gets their last name on a license plate, that's like the ultimate old guy move, right?
Or a young kid move.
Yeah, there's no like rational, mature, middle-aged person that goes, hey, I'm going to get my last name. That's going to be awesome.
Well, that's why they call them vanity plates.
We have sound effects and you do it every time, but you're right.
You can't get to the button fast enough. I make them faster.
Oh, boo-hoo. Let me play a sad song for
you.
The world's
Krabs.
Smallest violin.
You know, I'm starting to hate Mr. Krabs now. Anyways, well, this guy got it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. His name is Lorne. That's his first name, but that's not what he got on it. And what he got on is now making the government take it away.
Uh-oh.
And before everybody gets, because you know what this is going to turn into? This is going to turn into...
Yo, we saw it.
Not that. This is what happened. We might be able to solve this problem. I got to lose weight so it doesn't hit this button bar. the timing was perfect. It's going to turn into the, oh, government's controlling people. No, no, wait until you hear his last name. It's grab her. Grab her.
I'm sure it's pronounced much differently, but the way it's spelled out.
It's spelled G-R-A-B-H-E-R. It's grab her. And by the way, this story says it sounds like it's pronounced that way too. Grab her.
Okay.
His last name is Grabber. With that last name, I get it. It's your last name, whatever. I could see why the government wants to pull it down.
Well, yeah, because they don't want anybody having any fun.
Grabbing people? That sends out a weird mess. I mean, it is funny. It's hilarious.
It is.
And if this was over in America, no problem.
Wasn't there a band that had the plate on their CD cover?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Why can't I think of it right now? But yeah, but somebody got it as a license plate and they pulled it.
Yeah.
They went, nope, can't have that.
T dot, Penn dot, Nova Scotia dot. You're all just screwing everything up. Anyways, that'll do it for this week's episode of A Freak Accident. Of course, Crisco will be back next week.
Yay!
It is going to be awesome. It is going to be great. And while you wait, you can go visit us over on iTunes. Make sure you subscribe to our show because then you don't have to wait for us to post it up on Facebook. You don't have to wait for it to hit the website. It delivers it right to you if you subscribe on iTunes or Google Play.
And it reminds you to listen.
Yeah, Google Play Music will do that. iTunes will do that. But what's the most important part when you're on either of those devices and you subscribe to us?
To rate us and leave us a good review!
Yes, because the more good reviews, the cooler things we could give you, and that's all we really want to do.
Like more than stickers?
Oh, no, we love giving out stickers.
No, but I mean, like, we could do more stuff than just giving out stickers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But for the time being, if you like some stickers, you can email us freaks@afreakaccident.com. That's...
freaks@afreakaccident.com.
Just give us your address. We will send you that sticker. Postage taken care of. Sticker to your house. You could vandalize some places. It's going to be great. Like I said, it's the end of the show. But coming up next week, Crisco will be back, like I said, and we will have two unusual things that get girls frisky.
Oh, no.
These are really weird. You're going to have to come back next week for that one. But since it's the end, my name's Lazy E.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you
that some things in life are a given
until there's a freak accident.
Gross.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.